This is Terrio Media.
Hey, rock star Matt, the rat race escape artist Terrio from Epic Real Estate, your recovering guru here. Meaning, you know, I never really wanted to be a guru. But here's what happened. You know, almost 10 years ago, I started to teach this stuff, this real estate investing stuff, and I started to sell my teachings. And then about just 2 years ago, pretty recently, on a Facebook post, I read a comment that called me another stinking guru. It actually wasn't that nice, but that was the gist. And I thought about it, and I was like, crap, this person might be right. I mean, look who I've become. And, you know, it wasn't that bad, but being categorized as a guru, just, it didn't sit well with me. So I decided to change that. So we no longer sell information here at Epic. We give it all away for free 6 to 7 days a week on the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast and this YouTube channel right here, epicrei.tv. So if you want it all for free, make sure you hit the subscribe button so that you never miss an episode. Alrighty? Now, if you've been looking to make your rat race escape for a while, but just don't know where to start, or your plan has somewhat stalled, I've got 9 actions that you can take by the end of the day today to start or restart your rat race escape right here on today's episode of Financial Freedom Friday. All right, I'm going to give you 9 actions that you can take by the end of the day today to start or restart your rat race escape plan. So let's get the ball rolling. Now let's keep it rolling so you can create the option for yourself in life to work or not. After all, that's what a life of financial freedom is. That's what the escape's all about, a life of options. And whether financial freedom is your goal or not, these 9 actions that I'm going to give you are very important regardless. And here's why. You see, people are living longer. And with traditional financial advice, they're needing to work longer. For their biggest fear, it's running out of money before they run out of life. And by implementing the traditional plan of, you know, work, 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 sacrifice, and save, based on today's statistics, that fear, their fear, it's justified. But not everybody is scared of running out of money because they've taken a different approach. An approach of different specific actions. Some are things you can do right away, others are more mindset related, and others are more, you know, long-term behaviors that you may want to modify. But what we're going to do today, let's just focus on what you can do right now, like right now. And then at the end, what I'll do is I'll share with you some specifics about what no one is telling you or will tell you about a fast rat race escape plan. And it's likely very different than what you may be thinking. But let's cover these 9 actions that you can take today. Let's do that first. And then what we'll do is we'll get to what there is to do tomorrow to accelerate your escape. Fair enough? Alrighty. So 1, get your mind right. Okay. The great escape begins with your thoughts. Specifically, shifting your focus from making piles of cash to creating streams of cash. The mathematical truth is that it just takes too long for the average person to save a large enough pile of money that will create enough of a residual income to escape. Further, most people just don't make enough to save enough, regardless of the amount of time that they're given to do it. I mean, it can work, but if it does, it's a 40-plus year plan for most at best. So you've heard this here before, probably countless times, but now it's time to actually do it. Get your mind right. And practically speaking, here's what you can do. From this point forward, from right now, moving forward, every time you're about to conduct a financial transaction where money is coming your way, instead of thinking about the pile of money that you're about to make, ask yourself, how can I turn this transaction into a stream of money? And sometimes there'll be an answer, sometimes there won't be, but at least ask yourself the question and you'll be on the right track, right? So that's 1. 2, invest in your education. Make a commitment today to become a student of the game, the passive income game. Make it a habit from this point forward. Start immediately. Turn off the radio in your car and listen to educational audio programs like audiobooks and podcasts. Become a student. Go to meetup.com today and look for financial investing and entrepreneur type events, those types of groups in your area, and put as many as you can on your calendar. And then attend. You got to go. And make it a point to attend a seminar or a workshop, a big one, at least once a year. And keep your eyes and ears open for mastermind groups. There are many ways to invest in your education, from completely free sources to big ticket organizations and groups. And these are several ways that you can invest in your education today and every day from this day forward. Education is the foundation on which our futures are built. Number three, be intentional about creating your environment. I want you to guard yourself from the naysayers and the 9-to-5ers. Network with like-minded people that are on the same path as you. And take your financial advice from someone who is leading the life that you want to live. Not the guy in the cubicle next to you. Not your broke brother-in-law. Not your college professor. Take your financial advice from someone who is leading the life that you want to live. Ultimately, your results will be impacted by your surroundings and whom you spend your time with more than anything else. So don't ignore this. Don't underestimate this one. Do not leave your environment to chance. Be intentional about creating it. Number four, include your spouse. Include your spouse in your rat race escape plan. You know, Mercedes and I, we talk to countless aspiring real estate investors here at Cash Flow Savvy every year. And the number one reason we see people fail to even take the first step in escaping the rat race is that they don't see eye to eye with their spouse with regard to the subject of money. You must get on the same page with your partner or it's going to be a really tough road to navigate. And I can't believe I'm about to do this, but I am. I'm actually going to pull something from Dave Ramsey on this. I disagree with him on so much, but he conducted a study on marriage and money. And I really didn't want him to be right. But when I read it, here's what the study found. His report read, if you and your spouse argue over money, you're not alone. It's the number one issue married couples fight about. In fact, money fights are the second leading cause of divorce, right behind infidelity. And topics like money goals and dreams are important discussion points for spouses to talk about. You know, couples in healthier, happier marriages are more likely to have those bigger, important conversations about money. 87%, this was amazing, 87% of respondents to his study who say their marriage is great also say that they and their spouse, they work together to set long-term goals for their money, compared to 41% of respondents who say their marriage is okay or in crisis. Additionally, 94% of those with great marriages discuss their money dreams together, compared to only 45% of those who say their marriage was just okay or in a crisis. So, nice work, Dave. I like it. Right on the money. Oh, was that a pun? Yeah, I guess it was. Not intended. Well, maybe a little bit. Alrighty, so if you're already at odds with your spouse in the financial department and the thought of sharing your escape plan with them, that makes you a little nervous. Try easing them into the idea by allowing other sources, something or someone besides you, to educate them. Share with them a book or a podcast that supports your financial ideas, or attend a workshop or a seminar together. You know, our next Epic Intensive, it's coming up soon. You can bring your spouse. In fact, I encourage it. I'll even let them in for free. And that's how important this is to your financial future. So to make it real quick and easy, you could start by sharing this video with them. You can do that by the end of the day, can't you? Yeah, of course you can. Alrighty, so number five, assess your assets. I want you to take inventory of your assets and create a list, sorting them from the highest yielding asset all the way down to the lowest one. The goal now being to move your lowest yielding asset up here to the top of the list. You're going to redeploy that asset to have its yield improved. And ways that you can do that are by selling and reinvesting or exchanging or leveraging and improving. Because it was the French economist Jean-Baptiste that wrote, creating wealth is a function of moving assets from areas of low yield to areas of high yield. Most people have more to work with than they think. All right, coming up, number six. And if you like what you're learning, if you're learning something and or you've already got some new ideas about escaping the rat race, go ahead and just hit that like button for me real quick just to let me know. I appreciate it. Alrighty, so number five was assess your assets. Next, number six, assess your expenses. This is the other side of the coin. Escaping the rat race, it's not solely about creating monthly streams of income. To escape sooner, consider decreasing your monthly expenses also. After all, that's the formula, right? Increasing your monthly streams of passive income to a point where it exceeds your monthly expenses. So to go really fast, that's what you want to do. Do both. Increase your passive income and decrease your monthly expenses. And here's how. Take inventory of your fixed expenses and create a list. And then you're going to sort these from the largest expense, your biggest bills on top, down to your lowest ones. And then you're going to work. You're going to start up here. You're going to work from big to small for maximum impact, reducing expenses and eliminating what isn't necessary. And working on your tax liability, for most people, it's the largest expense for most people. That's likely going to be the first order of business for you because it's your biggest expense. So the opportunity to impact your escape the most, it lies way up here with your taxes. So schedule regular meetings with your CPA for tax planning and strategy. Sadly, most people do that when it's just too late. A little proactivity here is going to improve your bottom line significantly. Alrighty? Other ideas may include refinancing your mortgage or refinancing or paying off your car loan and consolidating credit card debt to a lower interest card. Expenses, they vary greatly from person to person. Just remember to work from biggest expense to smallest for maximum impact. Okay? And ignore Susie Orman on this. She's got you starting way down here with your $5 Starbucks. Enjoy that. Okay? Unless that's your biggest expense, of course. All right, next. Number 7, set a target. After you've assessed your assets and expenses, identify how much monthly income do you need to escape the rat race. Then, subtract the monthly passive income that you're currently receiving, and that's going to give you your freedom number. Now, pick a time when you want to reach that number, expressed in years, and then divide your freedom number by that number. And you have your 12-month target. Now, that's all there is for you to do over the next 12 months. It's just focus on that number. Let's just break it down simply and focus on that number for the next 12 months. Number 8, leverage. You're only one person, and you can only move so fast on your own. Leverage, that's your fuel. Escaping the rat race fast, it's going to take a team. By leveraging other people's time, experience, money, resources, effort, deal flow, by doing that, you can 10 times the speed of your escape. So pull out a piece of paper and make 4 columns like you see here. Column number 1, you're going to label knowledge. Column number 2, you can label it time. Column number 3 will be labeled money. And number 4 will be labeled credit. As these are the 4 things that you're going to need to pull off your rat race escape. But they don't all have to belong to you. You just need access to them. And that's essentially what leverage is, the deployment of other people's resources for mutual gain. Now, pull out your cell phone. Pull out your cell phone and just go to contacts and start scrolling through. And then take each name, evaluate which column that they are the strongest in. Where's their strength? Is it knowledge, time, money, or credit? And write their name in that column. And when you're done, what you're going to have is a good idea as to who can make up your team. Alrighty? So one more left. And as promised, I'm going to go ahead and I'll share with you what no one is telling you about a fast rat race escape plan. As this one simple thing, it's going to help you go so much faster. Alrighty? So number 8 was leverage. Number 9 is start. Yeah. No more getting ready to get ready. You can't steer a parked car. A good plan violently executed now is better than a perfect plan executed next week. There'll never be a perfect time to launch. Just travel as far as you can see. And when you get there, just trust it. You're going to see it further. The road to your escape is passive income. The most logical vehicle for most people is income real estate. And the fuel to accelerate your journey is leverage. Plus, understanding this one key insight, what I have yet to learn anywhere else. This one is from straight experience, my personal experience, and watching my clients pull off their rat race escapes. And most of them did it much faster than I did. I mean, it blows the mind of most people when they see it, and they understood it, and that's how they got there so quickly. I mean, it's a no-brainer, and it's in this video right here that I pulled aside for you, because you now know what there is to do today. We just went over that. And this right here, this is what you're going to step into tomorrow with. So if you understand and apply what's in here, you'll be unstoppable. Click this video, and then I'll meet you there.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.